in London, a pause in the violence over the last 4 days, but not so much in the cities outside of London. And there's still a crisis mentality in the seats of government in Britain.
There are pockets of our society that are not just broken, but frankly sick. When we see children as young as 12 and 13 looting and laughing, it is clear there are things that are badly wrong in our society.
An assessment there from British Prime Minister David Cameron, who was speaking this morning outside of Downing Street earlier as the country saw its fourth consecutive night of riots. While London was relatively quiet, as we said, violence and looting did break out in Manchester and in Birmingham, where 3 men were killed when they were hit by a car. The driver of that car is under arrest. We go first to Manchester, where the BBC's Nick Ravenscroft spoke with two 16-year-old boys about why they are participating in these riots.
What are you doing here?
It's just been waiting for it to start, isn't it?
So you've picked up merchandise. Where is it?
We went in the shop, yeah. We took two shoes, Converse red, and then boom, two right feet. So I put one on, then it started to hurt me, so I just threw it in it.
So why have you been stealing this stuff? You know, can you not afford to buy it yourself?
Why are you going to miss the opportunity to get free stuff that's worth, like, loads of money?
So you're saying that you could probably afford some of this stuff?
Yeah, obviously, but it's not about that.
What is it about?
The government, obviously. Obviously, more kids don't want to go to college no more because they don't get paid in it.
So the fact that you're nicking shoes that you could probably afford to buy, that's about the government, is it? I don't understand.
No, obviously, it's not about that, yeah. It's about that the government aren't in control. Because if there was, we wouldn't be able to do it, would we?
Exactly, yeah.
So because the government can't stop you doing it, that's why you're doing it?
Yeah, right. What can the government do? They tried. They failed in it. How many people have they arrested, really, though? Like, 10? I'm not really bothered. I keep doing this every day until I get caught.
Everyone keeps asking, what about people's families? Does your family know where you are tonight?
Nah.
I told my nan I'm here.
So your parents know you're here?
Yeah, but they can't get into town. They can't get me. And when I get home, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm not going to get grounded or shouted. I might get shouted at, but right, that's it. I live with that and just keep doing it.
Do you really want to live in a world like this?
Yeah. No, I'm not getting hurt.
That's the point. Is sooner or later, someone's going to do it to you, aren't they?
Yeah, they have done. And obviously, I'll just go and do it again.
Tell me, really, what on earth are you doing here? I mean, if you get caught by the police, this is a criminal record.
This will be my first offence. I'll take a caution. Exactly. The prisons are overcrowded. Well, what are they going to do? Give me an asbo.
Think how many kids there is here today. Yeah? I've seen kids younger than me, little girls younger than me, running in shops and stuff like that.
What do you think about that?
Obviously, that's wrong, because little kids shouldn't be doing it.
But it's all right for older kids to do it.
Obviously, it's not all right.
Hang on, let's just examine that. You're saying it's not all right, so why are you doing it?
It's just because everyone else is doing it already, isn't it?
Because everyone else is doing it. Oh, that just is like Socrates there. Nick Ravenscroft of the BBC speaking with two 16-year-old boys in Manchester about why they are participating in the riots. 3 men were killed in Birmingham last night when they were hit by a car in violence there. The West Midlands police will question a 32-year-old man on suspicion of murder in that incident. Joining us from Birmingham is Catherine Stanchesson, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Catherine, good morning. Do I have your name right there?
Stanchesson. Good morning to you. Good afternoon from here in Birmingham. I'm sorry if it's a bit noisy behind me. I'm in a manically busy newsroom today. Police are just about to start a press conference here in Birmingham to give more details, really, about the unprecedented events of the past few days, which you've been hearing about over there, haven't you?
Well, there's noise behind every scene in the UK, it seems, this week. Did you happen to hear those voices of your colleague Nick Ravenscroft speaking with those 16-year-olds in Manchester?
I did indeed. It's really quite incredible, isn't it? We had a very similar interview with a young girl called Chloe, a 17-year-old girl, who was saying, we're doing this because we can. Basically, because we want to show that the police can't control us. We're in charge of the police. It's social, you know, it's a social comment. And it's really, as I said, quite unprecedented events that have spread throughout the cities of England over the past few days.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an anthropologist, Catherine Stanchesson, who's a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. But, I mean, what are the teams here in this contest? Who's on what side? I mean, I guess I understand that law enforcement is one team. But is it young people? Is it a certain ethnicity? Is it a neighborhood? What are the teams?
It seems to be very much emphasis on young people. For instance, here in Birmingham, where we've now joined in, I suppose you could say, this kind of civil disorder over the past four nights now in London, two nights in Birmingham. The police said yesterday that the vast majority of people they were arresting and people they were catching on CCTV, they were all between maybe 14 and 19, 14 and 20. So we're talking about really quite young people, teenagers really, and young teenagers. A lot of people are saying, well, they're the people that are kind of getting caught up in it. The ringleaders are a bit older, that sort of thing. But it seems to be a kind of thumbing the nose at authority. Although I'm sure there's many young people that we've spoken to here as well that say they're absolutely appalled and they can't quite understand where this has come from. In terms of ethnicity, there's been a lot of debate here in Britain over the last few days about whether this is a racial thing, whether it's looking at the pictures on television in London, you know, there's a lot of young black youths that we've got caught on camera. In Birmingham, I think there's basically it's everybody, a lot of different, there's white, black people, Asian people. It seems to be across the board. There has been debate over whether it's to do with poverty, with exclusion, with social and economic problems. Obviously, we've been going through the same recession that everyone has in the world, whether that's something to do with it. But I think the vast majority of the public just see the people that have been causing this trouble as basically opportunistic thieves, less rioters really, and more vandals and looters rather than anyone with actually anything political to say.
Catherine, assess this report that we've heard this morning that an emphasis on London has caused lack of capacity for law enforcement in cities like Birmingham. Are you strapped for cops there?
As I said, our police are just starting a press conference now. Our police force here in the West Midlands, they have assured the people here that that is not a problem. They are even borrowing from other forces across England here in Birmingham because we are the second biggest city in England. We've got a big population and a big urban sprawl around us as well.
Right.
They've certainly put more police officers on the streets. Last night, for instance, we had, I think, nearly 1,000 in the West Midlands.
Serious challenges in the Midlands. Birmingham, a scene of violence, as in other cities outside of London. Catherine Stancheson, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much.